I'm Nicole.
And I'm Monica.
And we're two fangirls who like to talk about media and knit. This is our podcast, While We Were Knitting. Went on a brief hiatus, but we are back now. And this month, we watched Parent Trap, the 1990s version with Lindsay Lohan, so the more recent one, which is a story about two twins who were separated at birth by their parents' questionable life choices, is I guess what we're calling it. Questionable parenting choices and the story of how they meet at summer camp, discover the truth, and eventually reunite their parents, even though I did spend a lot of that movie being like, should they be reunited? But we'll get into it. So for this month, I was taking a steeping class. So while I was watching the movie, I was just doing like a little color work sample for my fearless steeping class. Monica, what did you knit?
I knit the planetary sweater, which I had started a while ago, and it too went on hiatus, and I just got back to it.
Monica, you and I had the reason you and I picked this movie was because it came up during a knit night, and you were like, "No, I've never seen this movie." And I was like, "Okay, we can sit down, we can watch this movie. It is definitely a movie for children, you know,
Oh, yeah.
but you know, I'm not mad at content for children." I was kind of worried because I was like, I have not seen this since probably like 1999, and I have no idea how it's aged. So I watched it. And I was like, okay, there's a couple moments where I'm like, eh, but like it mostly was okay. I was glad to see that. What were your thoughts watching it for the first time?
It was really cute. It was kind of I remember the context in which we were discussing it was the context of movie magic and like the use of mirrors. And I remember you telling me that when you watched it when you were younger, you honestly thought there were two kids involved, and 100%. Like, even all of these years after, if you had told me that those were two kids, 100% would have bought it. I had to remind myself, oh no, this is actually one person, and this is all like camera tricks and mirrors that made them look like two. It was really impressive, all things considered.
Yeah, no, the special effects extremely held up. Like whatever they did for like cutting that up, that all like worked really well. I know you started the 1950 was one. I like did not get that far because one of the things that happened while we were on hiatus slightly longer than planned was I had COVID, so I was just like very tired. With the 1950s one of the parts of it that you saw, did that kind of hold up, or was that a little shakier?
That's a little shakier. You couldn't see the mirror effects, but you could tell that there was stuff going on. But like the 90s one, couldn't tell. Would not have known at all.
So I think this is also your first brush with like a young Lindsay Lohan, right?
Yeah. I had kind of forgotten that she did movies before, like Mean Girls. I think Mean Girls was the first movie of hers I saw her in. She's adorable. She really was.
So
She was so cute. I knew what the plot was, obviously.
cute.
And I wasn't sure how that plot was going to fill up 2 hours of running time. I was like, oh, this could go poorly. But it did. And it turned out not to just be about like them getting together. It turned about them like somehow managing like everyone in camp being like, oh yeah, this is fine. They just look exactly like each other. And like horrible camp pranks and like being stuck together in an isolation cabin. I mean, yes, there was a lot of very, like, you could tell this is a kid's thing, and there was a lot of very questionable decisions made by all kinds of adults in this movie. But no, it was very cute, and I did enjoy it.
One of the things that it's interesting to watch it as an adult is, and we were talking about this when we talked about Bluey, the parts of a movie that are for children that are for children, and the parts of the movie that is for children that are for their parents. So their parents aren't like, I want to rip off my face while watching this piece of media. And it distinctly felt like the first half of the movie, while they were in camp and right after they had switched places, I was like, this part is for the kids. They're like, what if I went to camp and I played all these tricks and I discovered I had a twin and like we did shenanigans and we made up a secret handshake with our butler? Like, I was like, this is the part that's for the children. And then the part that's for the adults is the like second chance love story between the mom and the dad. So it was interesting to like see how almost starkly divided that was.
It really was. Like, I remember watching the first part and being like, God, I hope the rest of the movie is not going to be like this because I don't know if I can sit through 2 hours of 11-year-old shenanigans.
Fair.
And that was part of the reason I was like, I don't know how the original is going to go, and I may not make it through. But yes, there was definitely a very sharp divide, and there were definitely some jokes in the second half, especially when it came to like interactions between Cruella de Vil, the evil almost stepmother, and the girls, that I was like, oh, can't imagine an actual 11-year-old having this conversation. This is definitely an adult point of view of this.
And it's so funny also to watch it as an adult and be like, oh, so her father started being a 24-year-old and decided to marry her within like what, 2 months, however long it was while she was away with
Two
Gabby.
months, yep,
2 months. And you're like, oh, and the 24-year-old is the problem here. And I'm just like, I mean, she's evil. Like the movie's like, yes, this is an evil woman. And like, but I was kind of like, as an older woman now, I'm just like, I have questions about what your father has been doing,
Yes,
actually.
yep. Well, yep. Yeah, no one seems to question the fact that like this guy is getting bamboozled by this 24-year-old. And no one's thinking about the fact that he's definitely the one who asked, and he's the one who's like, oh yes, I'm going to spring this wedding on my 11-year-old in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. The part where she's like, oh, it's so great you want to adopt her. I was like, burn on your father. I love that part.
I've always wanted an older sister. I was like, oh, did not see that
Burn on your dad.
coming.
That was, I think, a part that I like was interesting to watch as an adult and with like an understanding of how adult relationships work. And just happily, like, I have notes. And honestly, the part where they like got back together, like the mom and the dad got back together, I wish I could remember any of these people's names. I watched it like a week and a half ago. I'm like, the mom and the dad and the twins. Yes,
Yeah,
that
the
is the
mom, the
names of the
dad,
characters.
I remember Haley and Annie, the girls. Meredith is the evil stepmother. I don't remember mom. I was actually having trouble keeping track of the girls' names because they're similar enough. And I was like, wait, is Haley the one who lives in London? Is Annie? I don't know. They're just
No,
the
no. But the two actors for them are so charming and have such great chemistry that I'm
girls.
like, if they had any less chemistry, and if it wasn't Dennis Quaid's, like America's dad in the late 90s, they would not be able to pull this get together story. But I was like, I don't know if this is quote unquote a good idea, but you do have great chemistry.
Yes, they do have great chemistry. They were actually really cute together. That I did not see it coming when mom invited evil stepmother onto the camping trip and then peaced out. I was like, oh, well done, lady. Yes.
I really
I did like their chemistry, and I really liked that scene where they're going over wine bottles.
yes.
All of a sudden now I buy this whole like second chance romance thing.
Yeah.
That's actually really cute.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, he never got over her. Many bad decisions were made, but what this acting is telling me and what the script is telling me is this man has never gotten over her.
No. He like falls out of an elevator while he in the middle of kissing his hot girlfriend because he can't take his eyes off of her, and like has collected every bottle of the wine that was served at their wedding in the world. I mean, really. Yeah.
I do think like most of the costuming for this was also really good. Like the costuming for this movie, and just like the fact that she was a wedding designer and like made wedding dresses for a living was also another like nice way to kind of tie it back to that beginning where they met, where you're not really seeing them, but you are seeing that white dress, you are understanding it's that wedding. And there was that very 90s photo shoot where they just like randomly were like doing model stuff. And I was like, that was real very 90s. And
With the white hat and the veil on top, I was like, what is happening in this picture?
it was the 90s and we were into supermodels. That's what was happening in that picture. Like Melanie's outfits great. Like, genuinely, I was like looking at that. I was like, yeah, that's a great outfit, actually. And like, the girls also had really good outfits, minus the
They
fact that this
did.
movie did remind me that, like, in the late 90s, putting chopsticks in your hair and then like wearing, I'm blanking on the name of the shirt, but the like asymmetrical, high collared, like, closure.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
yeah, I was like, yeah, that was a thing. That was
Yes,
unfortunate. I had forgotten
that
about
was a thing.
that
That
being a thing.
was totally how I dressed in the 90s, by
No,
the
I'm not innocent of putting chopsticks in my hair. So like,
way.
yeah, no, I forgot about that moment, but that was a thing that we did. But the girls' outfits were just genuinely really, really cute.
They were really cute. It was super charming. They definitely, except for the one scene where they were supposed to be indistinguishable, their outfits were always very different from each other's, which I appreciated.
Yeah. And the part where they actually were like, I can't go to camp and ha without pierced ears, with pierced ears, and come back without pierced ears. It's just not possible. We might not even cut your hair. And I was just like, oh my God, I'd forgotten that they pierced her ears.
I know. And the whole scene where it's like, yes, I'm concerned. An 11-year-old is about to cut my hair. I'm like, yes, you should be concerned. But the pierced ears thing, suddenly you're okay with. I don't know, man. I was like, what? Why is there an apple involved in this situation?
Okay. I cannot explain to you why an apple was involved, but that is accurate to piercing your ears at home when you're in the 90s. And I know this because I got my ears pierced at like a part, like a piercing parlor for the first time when I was 7, and then they got infected and they closed up. So like, I pierced my ears like 3 or 4 times between when I was 7 and when I was 18, and it finally took. And my mother did it at one point, and there was an apple. I don't know why you had to have an apple, but that was apparently part of the lore. You needed an apple.
When I was like, oh, I see what this apple is for, but why? Why an apple? Very fascinating to me. I felt like I
I don't know.
was getting a glimpse of, because I wasn't living in the United States at that time, and so I felt like I was getting this glimpse of what either people did in the 90s or what people thought kids did in the 90s, because like I definitely wasn't in summer camp in the 90s. I mean, but the whole like each cabin is named after a different American, like Native American tribe, I'm like, oh yes, this, I don't even have to go to summer camp to know that this was definitely
I was like, yeah,
a thing.
that unfortunately was a thing. That's probably to this day still a thing. We shouldn't have done it then. We should definitely not be doing it now. But that was the only other like real 90s moment. Like, obviously the fashion and like the technology and the like, do you know that, I don't even remember, whatever airline will get you there like 6 hours later. Concorde. I was like, yeah, Concorde.
I was
But like, of the those were like the two moments where I was like, oh yes, the 90s, it's happening in ways that I wish it wasn't, in fact. But honestly, the real thing that they didn't have in this movie, and this might have just been just before that trend hit, but they didn't have butterfly clips. Like, 1997, we were all about the butterfly.
Oh, yes. Yeah, fair enough. I don't think their hair was long enough for it.
Maybe not, but like, you would just like put up like little pieces of hair and then like kind of stick them in or like put them in a bun. I had a lot of nonsense hair accessories in the 90s, let me tell you. I have real flashbacks to that. I think if there was one thing that I could knit and I was like trying to be like, what would I want? I would actually go really simple. I would do a pair of socks, color work, but I would flip the colors between the two socks so that one would be Haley and one would be Annie.
Oh, I like that. So I was actually looking through my library for something to knit right before I started watching the movie. And then when I watched the movie and I was like, oh, this thing. I would knit the Synchronicity shawl by Cheryl Foss. And it's a mosaic shawl, but it is crafted in such a way that the patterns are mirrored on both sides with a motif in the center that joins them both.
I love
Yeah,
that
it
very much. I think the fact, and like, I am not an expert enough in British accents to be like, did Lindsay Lohan do a good British accent for this movie? I was like, for my very American ears, it was a perfectly sufficient British accent.
I don't know why there's it always has to be like a transcontinental twin situation. I'm not quite sure why that is, but that's always the case. And I was just remembering there was one of those holiday movies, and they were it was Vanessa Hudgens playing the princess, like the princess, and then the American, and they were switched, and I remember just how bad her accent was.
Oh no.
So the fact that this like young child is doing a convincing British accent and switching back and forth with an American accent, I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, no, she did a great job at convincingly portraying two distinct characters and also giving us the impression of one character pretending to be the other.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't doing Orphan Black levels of like, and then there were three of them. They were all doing different things, but she was doing a good job of being like, I'm Annie pretending to be Haley, and I'm
Yes.
Haley pretending to be Anne. But
Yes.
sometimes I slip and I tell
Yeah.
people about the wine, and I'm just like,
That was so cute. I mean, that was adorable.
I actually had a lot of big feelings where she was talking with her mom, and she was like, I've never met you, and I wanted you to meet me, like, and I wanted you to love me. And she's like, I've always loved you. And I was like, I'm having a lot of feelings about moms. And then when I think it's Annie, when Annie like finally tells Chessie, like, it's me, I'm
Oh, and
Annie.
Chessie like starts bawling.
Yeah, I was like, I'm also having some big feelings about this.
I expected the mom feelings. I did not expect the ancillary characters like finding out and helping feelings. And I had a lot of feelings about that. I mean, I loved their little each that they each had their like little close families, you know?
No, I really like Chessie and I really like Martin. And you can tell
Yeah.
because Chessie and Martin are the only names I feel really solid about who was like
Yeah.
characters were. And they were like very good. And I liked that, like, it was really funny because at one point the mom is like, you're like a brother to me, who also happens to wait on us. And I like to say, yeah, this is for the sake of this movie and the emotional plot line that you're trying to hit, like I understand why you're like, and then the butler. But like, this is a weird relationship if you think about it in real life. So we won't be doing
Yes.
that at all.
When Chessie first came out, I was like, who is this person? Is she an evil girlfriend? Oh no, she's not an evil girlfriend.
She's like her aunt.
Yes, her auntie, nanny, housekeeper. Yeah.
I was kind of like, I do think if you had to be like, who was in charge of raising the Californian twin? Do you think it was her father or do you think it was Chessie? Out of the way, Chessie.
Yeah.
1000% Chessie. But yeah. Anyway, I love when she was like introducing herself again to the mom to be like, oh, you probably don't remember me. And then she's like, Chessie. And I was
I
like, he does remember you. And I did
know.
think it was very funny when the mother was getting drunk or getting the hangover cure at the bar, and she was like, may your life be significantly less confusing than mine because you are young and beautiful and hopefully don't have as many mistakes ahead of you. And I was like, oh, the
And
dramatic
yet.
ironies.
And yet, yeah.
Yeah, that was, I think, a fun little back and forth moment.
Yeah. I honestly expected that to be the moment where evil stepmother found out. But no, she did not. In fact, she was trying to hit her up to make a wedding dress. I was like, oh God.
Like a wedding dress for the wedding to your
Husband,
ex-husband.
right?
I was genuinely like, okay, is there a way to write the situation where these two people split up and then one takes a twin and then they never speak or talk to each other again and make that seem not like insane, like just full out of your mind. What are you people doing? What are your parenting choices? Why is this happening? And I'm like, I don't know if there's a way to do it that way.
No. The fact that they had the picture they had is ripped in half, and each hat, like each of them has a half, you're like, really?
I don't think you can do that exact premise and have it seem like anybody is making like being
Good decisions? No.
not even good decisions, so like not monstrous decisions. Like, I'm going to take one twin and you take the other. I'm like, what the f are they? Are they the, sorry for my swears, I'll beep that out. But like, what are they? Like, the set of the silver? Are these wedding gifts where one of you gets to take one? And I'm like, no, they're small children. That's not how it works. That's not a good parenting.
Well, especially since it became clear that like she packed up and left like in the midst of essentially a temper tantrum between the two of them. You know, this wasn't like a slow dissolution over time. No, this was she threw a hairdryer at his head and walked out, apparently, with one of
It's
the
insane. It's
children.
legit insane. If you were like, I want this to make sense, you would have to figure out a different plot for this situation.
Yes. But then the whole getting together thing, finding each other, et cetera, wouldn't work, you know?
No.
Yeah.
In order for the delightful shenanigans that are presented us to work, you do need to come up with a way to do it. And they were like, this is how we'll do it. And I'm like, okay, right, but that's bad parenting. You know
Yes,
that,
but
right?
you know what? It's a children. In the back of my mind, I knew this wasn't going to happen. But when they were walking away at the end, I was like, oh, they're actually going to walk away and co-parent. And but like not get back together. And I was like, oh, you know, I think that would have been sad because they still have chemistry, but I could have believed that happening, you know? And then they didn't, of course. They had to have their happy ending because it's a Disney movie. But at, like the emotional beats at that time, I was like, well done. Yeah, I could see this happening.
Of like two people who have built these very separate lives in different parts of the world.
Like making it happen, except actually being good parents, you know?
I mean,
Yeah.
it's obviously a tough custody because I was sitting there at one point, I was trying to figure out, I was like, what is the time difference between London and
In
Napa?
California, yeah,
And I
nine
was like,
hours.
9 hours? Yeah, that's a rough flight back and forth. So I would imagine there's a lot of juggling involved. But so obviously a Disney movie, obviously for children, as we've just discussed. So I'm not going to say it required a lot of, how do you say, brain space or energy
No.
to watch this movie, which I think was honestly perfect for this month, given like what was going on in both of our lives. But it also made for very easy knitting because like I wasn't doing anything really hard. I was just doing like a little color work tube. So I was like, great. Like I need to look down at my little tube to just make sure that it was going okay. I need to look up at the screen. Like it was really easy to go back and forth.
My knitting was basically sleeves, so there were times where I was like, oh, I could have picked something more difficult and still had the brain power left for this movie, but that was okay, you know, it was still a very enjoyable combination of knitting and movie.
And I was also, I think it was just slightly over 2 hours. And I'm like, you could probably cut it down like 15, 20 minutes if you really had wanted to. But it moved very fast, you know? It
Yes. Yeah.
was a quick movie.
Yeah. It moved very fast, and there was no point except in that very beginning where they were working out their hijinks. That was the only part for me that dragged, but that would have been the part that appealed to the audience that this movie is really meant to.
When you're 11 and you're like, what if I really didn't like this girl and I booby-trapped her entire cabin and there was feathers and
Yes, and
molasses.
honey and whipped cream. And I was like, oh God, the cleaning is gonna be
Shaving cream.
blah.
It's not even whipping cream, it's shaving cream, so it's going to
God,
make the
yes.
texture even worse. So yeah. But no, obviously the like if 9 to 13, probably like 12, you're going to be like, yeah, this is great actually. But like as an adult, you're like, oh God, that's going to be so gross to clean
Yep.
up.
Yep. Yep.
Well, next week, not next week, but next month in November, we are actually going to be watching some TV that is for adults of the appropriate age. Although I do think they're going to have that same snappy vibe. We are going to do season two of Our Flag Means Death, which Monica, you know now, is actually about
It's
gay
actually
couples.
about gay men. I'm so excited.
Hopefully they'll
Oh
get better at kissing. That was like genuinely my one hope for
God,
them
that
this
was the
season.
worst kiss I think I've ever seen. And
It's memorable.
I've seen K dramas which have kisses that don't aren't
Oh no.
that
Well, hopefully they put some
bad.
practice in the meantime. But I am so glad that we're back. And I look forward to talking about Our Flag Means Death season two with you next month. Bye.
Bye.